KDOW 95.9 FM.
It's that time of year again.
It is. It is.
KDOW's Fun Drive starts on Friday, February the 6th. Fun Drive is where we ask for donations from listeners just like you. Community donations make up a quarter of our operating budget. It is this community support that keeps us a grassroots and independent radio station year-round. Go to fundrive.ckw.ca to donate.
Daring to dream of a better world for all of us. CKUW 95.
Hey there, everyone. I am your host today, Zoe LeBrun, of Eat Your Arts and Vegetables, an arts talk radio show. We are doing
a little teaser for you there. That's what's coming up later. Eat Your Arts and Vegetables on the web, I see here, on our computer. But the time, as I say, 5 p.m. Good afternoon, friends. I'm Ron Robinson. This is Pages, Radio for Readers, here for you for the next half hour. Then on the commuter, Eat Your Arts and Vegetables at 5:30. This half hour, what's on the Igniter? What's on Winnipeg Public Library? Oh, conversation with Lindsay Wong about a new book. I've got it buried here somewhere. I'll dig it out as he has. I'll get the title right. That's Villain Hitting for Vicious Little Nobodies, getting a lot of attention. And we'll have my reader's copy to give away this half hour. First things first, what about the weather, you say? Nice. Clear, minus 18, but wind chill, minus 27. The outlook for tonight, a low of minus 30. But it'll be better, won't it? Yes, well, Friday, sunny. I'll repeat that, sunny. Expected high Friday, minus 20. Am I the only one that thinks, a couple of days ago, I would have sworn there was a... promise is too strong a word, an expectation. All right, the current expectation for Friday, sunny, at a high of minus 20. Picked up the Igniter, you can too, here on campus, and I usually see some copies at... Hildegard's bakery there, a little restaurant on the corner of Portage and Maryland. Sometimes at McNally Robinson Booksellers as well. You can read most of the articles online as well. So, big page, catch and release, in particular here, rage bait and anger's real world ripples. It's everywhere, is it not? Yes. Snacks on page 5, and I tore this out. I had a nice email earlier today from Charlene Van Oekenhout, former program director at Dal Navrit Museum, but I see a good half page, page 4 on the arts page here, performing care. The Kianan Indigenous Theater Festival returns for second year. Last year they debuted, yes, co-founded, that's co-produced, that's Charlene Van Oekenhout and Philip Geller. Successful debut, so they're coming back. Where? February the 6th to the 8th at the Prairie Theater Exchange. Three jam-packed days. There'll be programming, not just theater as well, but a bit of this, bit of that, bit of chat. Showing picture here of the dancers from the opening ceremony from last year. Anyways, runs from February 6th to the 8th at Prairie Theater Exchange. More information about performances, visit Kianan. Festival.com. I'll spell that for you, shall I? Kiyanaan Festival. One word. Kiyanaanfestival.com. Charity shop. Visited the other day and picked up. It's not really a magazine. It's more of a little book, but an oversized CFAM Radio 950 from their 50 years anniversary, 1957 to 2007. When I was a boy, used to tune them in on the old Philco, yes, listening to classics till dawn. This is the days of A, vinyl, B, mono. Ask your grandparents. They'll explain that to you, what that meant. So very nice little look back at... idea for a local radio station started in 1956. Back in those days, by the way, you had to go to CBC to get performance. So a brief outline of how they got from one small 1,000-watt station to a total of 28 stations across Canada, three prairie provinces. CFAM, Radio 950. And what was included with this book was they had a little celebration, a Sanger Fest, a singing fest, Sing Fest, to celebrate back in 2007, their 50 years, which they did at the Centennial Concert Hall. Well, music is big, is it not, through Southern Manitoba? Yes. Featuring the Southern Manitoba Choral Society, the Faith and Life Women's Chorus, the Faith and Life Male Choir, and Prairie Voices were there. Voices from their CD, Autumn. Prairie Voices were on call to celebrate 50 years of CFAM. I always think CFAM, CHSM, Altona Steinbeck. But I'm also looking at today's Winnipeg Free Press and the Community Review West, which wants to talk about CKUWFM. That's us. Indeed it is.
I'm Lindsay Wong, author of Villain Hitting for Vicious Little Nobody. And you're listening to CKUW-FM 95.9.
Thank you, Lindsay. We'll chat with her in a minute or so and have her book to give away, new book. But I'm looking, as I say, the Free Press from today. Still some life in Stylus magazine. Doug Kretschner has written a nice half page in the Free Press insert today, you know, the Community Review West, talking about Stylus magazine. It's been around since 1989. Published by the University of Winnipeg campus radio station, CKUW. Functions both program guide and chronicler of this city's vibrant music scene. Now, Mr. Kretschner is the man who distributes it about. He says 36 drops on 1,000 magazines, along with editor Keely Brunstein Black doing the Winnipeg Public Library. There you go. They dropped 350 copies. So I'm looking at the latest, but we began to wonder, will we see more? Well, supposed to be the last issue. Fortunately, two more issues will be rolling out, with the next one coming right before our fun drive in February. So we'll be watching for that. And there's still hope. Last I heard that we will see a continuation of Stylus magazine. But if you want the details, a little bit about our station as well here, CKW has been operating since 1963. In today's Winnipeg Free Press, then, the Free Press Community Review West at 10 minutes after 5. Looking at the Winnipeg Public Library, their website, to have a quick look at events. You can, too, look at their program listings. I see, well, the time's coming, isn't it? Canada Review Agency, a CRA clinic for you, an in-person clinic. Canada Review Agency visits select library branches to offer one-on-one help. No, you cannot wear a balaclava. I'm sorry. Register to reserve a spot. Registration opens at 2 weeks prior to event, date at 10. No wait lists are taken. Now, the question is, there might still be room for you. Oh, no, this one, registrations are fully booked. But that's why we say you can go up to about a month or more ahead, which is what you're going to want to do because you've still got time. However, the Minecraft poster creation, there is room. It's an in-person gathering. Calls for still 5 seats left. Build a Minecraft biome featuring official Minecraft paper patterns. Use materials to create a farm, forest, mine, flying citadel, or whatever you can imagine. It's for ages 6 to 12, 60 minutes. It's on Friday, tomorrow, from 2 till 3 in the program room of the Transcona Public Library. I'll leave it there. There's a million and one things on at the Winnipeg Public Library, so it's not all about books, you see, is what I wanted to tell you. And you can see why you need to book ahead, where it's a case of registering for an event. 12 minutes after 5, then. I'm looking at, well, a reminder from the Fringe. Looking forward to this year's Fringe as well. Well, Jimmy Hogg came, he of the Potato King. You know, when you're from another country, like, shall we say, Ireland, and someone says, would you help us make the potatoes for this celebration? And you say, sure. And they say, go to the cupboard and get that box down. You realize potatoes don't always mean the same thing to everybody, does it? Whereas, I see a Carberry farmer. Good on you, sir. Last year's harvest produced more potatoes than Carberry area farmer Don Dixon knew what to do with. So what he did was he gave away a great whack of them after he'd filled his orders. Between 30 to 40 vehicles came daily to him. Massive pile was left over from the 2023 harvest. I guess that tells you how good potatoes are, how much in demand they are. People want them for free as well. And they last. It is nature's wonder food, isn't it?
It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down a highway smiling. The Spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island. Now from Charlottetown or from Summerside, they load him down for the big long ride. He jumps in the cab and he's off with the bright Sebagos. He's got to catch the bolt to make Fermentine, and he hits up that old New Brunswick line. To Montreal he comes just a-flying with another big load of potatoes. It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling. The Spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island. Now the Ontario Provincial Police don't think much of Bud. Yeah, the cops have been looking for the son of a gun that's been ripping the tire off the 401. They know the name on the truck shines up in the sun. Green Gables. But he hits Toronto and at 7 o'clock, when he backs her up again the terminal dock, and the boys gather round just to hear him talk about another big load of potatoes. It's Spud the Spud from the right red mud, rolling down the highway smiling. The Spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island. Lot of people from east to west that like the Spuds from the island best, cause they'll stand up to the hardest test right on the table. So when you see that big truck rolling by, wave your hand or kind of wink your eye, cause that's Spud the Spud from old PEI with another big load of potatoes. It's Spud the Spud on the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling, because he's got another big load of the best doggone potatoes that's ever been growed. And they're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island.
Ah, you can't beat it. Well, Yukon Golds are good too, though. Must be the soil in PEI at 5:15. Just had a phone call from Doug Kretschmer to say thank you for you mentioning that story. Doug will use it again on the Saturday morning show here. We're here for you, 6 to 8 Saturday, Carol and I. Still some life in Stylist Magazine, as I say, in today's Winnipeg Free Press, the Community Review West. Doug is the man who's out there slogging rain, snow, sleet. He's out there delivering it every issue. 5:16, as promised. Lindsay Wong, who teaches creative writing here, best-selling author of The Woo-Woo, new book. And it's an ugly cover, meaning unpleasant things are happening here. Villain Hitting for Vicious Little Nobodies, a novel. We invited her in for a chat, and we'll have our copy to give away after that. Well, welcome. Welcome to CKUWFM, and thanks very much for doing this.
Thanks so much for having me.
You know, usually, Lindsay, I share the plot outline, and I talk a little bit about the title before we start, but then I realized that if I tried to do that, our listeners would say, does he know what he's talking about? What is this really? So let's start with the title. I'm looking at it. Villain Hitting for Vicious Little Nobodies. So what is Villain Hitting, and who are the Vicious Little Nobodies?
That's a great question. So Villain Hitting, it refers to this old Chinese voodoo where these practitioners are usually old Chinese aunties. They will curse anyone. All you do is give them a name and a photo, and they take a shoe, and they end up hitting this paper effigy or a photo of the person that you want to hate, want to curse. And these aunties are usually in Hong Kong. It's still a practice that happens today. And then Vicious Little Nobody. I wanted to write about women, specifically Asian women, who have no choice. So they're sort of feeling stuck, and they have nowhere to go in society. And that, again, refers to the villain hitters, who are, again, usually aunties who live under the bridge, right?
Right.
And so that's sort of what the book is about.
Okay. These are aunties you do not want to cross, obviously.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yes.
Yeah. In the novel, what happens is that one villain hitter, she can make really horrible things happen to a person. Like, they'll just walk across traffic and get hit by a car, or whatever you want to happen to the person you hate.
Okay. I don't know if we want to spread that around, actually, Lindsay, but all right. We talked about the title. Now, as the other thing that I thought, if I tried to talk about it, I wouldn't know what I was talking about, and that is, what is a corpse bride? Because that runs right through the whole book.
Mm-hmm. The novel is also about arranged death marriage, and this relates to ancient practice that took place in the Tang Dynasty, where people are just not allowed to die alone. And if you happen to go and you're not married, they will find you a corpse, another corpse to be put in the coffin with you, or they'll just find someone and kill them and then you'll be, you know, stuck together for all eternity. It's a very dark practice.
Yes.
And it still happens today in rural areas.
Well, and I gather money changes hands.
Oh, absolutely, right? So if you do not have someone that you know who has also died, your family will make the arrangement to purchase someone, right? And so this is all happening in rural China. you know, marginalized women are getting murdered and finding themselves in coffins. And sometimes it goes very wrong and you don't actually die, which is the scary part, right? Like, I remember reading an article about this woman who woke up in a coffin, started clawing her way out, started screaming, and the villagers actually heard her and they were able to rescue her, right?
There's a bit of
pretty terrible.
A bit of Edgar Allan Poe in there. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm looking at another book. I'm looking at another book called The Ghost Bride, which I see was turned into a Netflix series. Are you familiar with that?
I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it, or I don't know the specifics.
Okay, well, it has a ghost bride in it. That's what made me think of it, because I began to wonder, is there a genre I'm missing here? Or why not a Netflix series for villain hitting for vicious little nobodies?
That would be amazing, right?
It would be amazing, yes.
Stunning with the spinning coffin.
Now, I know that you're teaching creative writing here on campus.
I am.
At the University of Winnipeg, where we're broadcasting from. But I noticed at the back of your book, you say, oh, I hate writing.
Oh, I honestly do. I mean, I think there's something about the drudgery or the routine of it that I find tiring. But I honestly don't know what else I would be doing if I wasn't writing.
Well, what drives you? What drives you then to pick up, I was going to say pick up the pen, but sit it down in front of a screen?
I think I have a lot to say. I have a lot of thoughts. I have a lot of interests. And I think there's something about writing that does feel cathartic. You know, there's something about you sitting in front of the page and almost like kind of having this, you know, this strange dialogue with yourself that I don't know what, it's almost like, I don't know, it's not therapeutic, right? But there's just something obsessive, I think, about the blank page and having to fill it, right?
Well, you
don't know why you do something.
Well, I was going to think about giving a speech or something. You come to understand when you have to put it into words. And you look at someone else's face and you see, did they understand what I was talking about? And so I was putting it on the page, and then that's when you find whether people pick up your book or not or read it and get back to you. Now, it's too early for feedback on this, I guess. Although, I know you tried to answer this, but I couldn't help but wonder about your family's response. Too early for a response?
I'm fortunate that my family doesn't read. So, or if they do read it, they won't tell you. I think there's something about, especially in my family, which is they're very Chinese, that they sort of feel that a literary pursuit is not as worthy or practical as someone who is in medical or law, right?
Right.
I think, you know, they're just like, oh, I remember, you know, I got tenured, I'm a professor, and my mother was like, a professor is nothing. So-and-so makes over $200K doing, you know, something else. So there's that, you know, that sense of the literary arts not being valuable.
Yes.
And I think that's what Dylan Hitting for This Little Nobody also talks back to, because Lucinda is a failed MFA student.
You know, I used to do English as a second language here, and I had some Asian students. And I remember one fellow, I said, out of curiosity and interest, what about music? And he said, I couldn't find any value in it. I thought, value in music? What about the emotional value? But I knew that's not what he wanted to hear. Now, finally, we turned to our successful writer. That is you, Lindsay Wong, with Villain Hitting for Vicious Little Nobodies, on the shelves now. And my question to you is, as you and I speak, somewhere there is a young person sitting in front of a screen and little drops of blood appear on their forehead and they say, how do I start? How do I start? I want to write, but what do I need to do? Is there a tip you can share?
Honestly, I just think you just have to sit down and force yourself to do it no matter what. For me, it was mini eggs. I ate so many Cadbury mini eggs. So if there's any way, you just have to be able to get the words on the page, because that's the only way to finish, right?
The words on the page. Sounds like a discipline, sounds like a responsibility, sounds like a promise. You make to yourself, I would think.
I think you have to, because there's no one telling you that you have to write. I mean, I tell my students that they have to write, but outside of the classroom, right?
There's
no one except yourself.
All right. Well, thank you for talking to us about this, and good luck with Villain Hitting for Vicious Little Nobodies.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Lindsay Wong in conversation. I have my reader's copy to give away here. Villain Hitting for Vicious Little Nobodies. First person who calls us at area code 204-774-6877. While you're doing that, I'm looking at the Winnipeg Free Press obituary from February the 5th for Hal Robert Allen. Joined the Navy League and then the Sea Cadets. Took him up and down the Pacific Coast from B.C. to Mexico. Very proud of serving in his capacity. Played clarinet and was lead clarinetist for the cadet band, as well as teaching others how to play. Well, our march then around the supper table tonight. Let's make it Berkeley's Dragoons. Supper table tonight, then, from Marches of the Vanishing Regiments. Sorry about that. I was on the phone to our lucky winner here. Allo, going to come by, pick up. Villain Hitting for Vicious Little Nobodies. The rest of you, off to the library with you and the Winnipeg bookstores. Why not? It was just launched, I think, past Tuesday. I'm Ron Robinson. You've been listening to Pages, Radio for Readers, here for you every Thursday, 5 to 5:30. Stay tuned now for Eat Your Arts and Vegetables. Up next, just going to put them up on the screen here for us. And I was going to say, we'll be back Saturday, 6 till 8, myself and Carol. Hope you can join us then. Leave you with a little bit of Sly and Robbie the Late, Sly Dunbar, for you.